You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
White Linen Party. Continuing the process of being ready. It's an event.
About a woman.
Yes. Hey. I think we should learn. Well, I already know how to two-step. But I think you should really learn. And then when we get ready to introduce Raheem, we can dance a little bit before for everybody in the crowd. I think people will like that to see us do that.
I'm going to be DJing, though.
You can't come from behind the thing for a second?
I got to concentrate.
Oh, my God. Do I sense fear?
Maybe. I don't like dancing in front of people.
I tell you to do, hey, Magic Mike dancing. I mean.
Any of that. I'm good on it. Get y'all white linen tickets right now. KPRS.com.
So yesterday began the practice. Is that the right way to say it?
Training camp.
Training camp for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Why were you not there?
Well, I'm working.
What time
I guess they got sessions in the afternoon too, but I had Thirsty Thursday last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sometimes they do 2 days, but most of the times they do it in the morning at like 8:30.
Okay, yeah, we can't be there unless we take the show there.
Right. So, but I will be there though. Guarantee that sometime within the next 2.5-3 weeks. But Travis Kelce, tight end, he was talking about the potential for this explosive offense.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna open everything up for each other. I mean, there's Pat's got quite an arsenal to throw to, and it's not just the wide receivers up front. I mean, you want to talk about DeMarcus Robinson making a stride forward, Chris Conley coming back off injury looking great, and then you got the running backs, guys like Tarkendrick West, obviously Kareem Hunt, Spencer Ware coming off injury. I mean, we got an offense that we're excited to do some work with.
Boy, that offense should do numbers this year. First preseason game is 2 weeks from yesterday, so 13 days. We'll get our first taste of some live football for the Chiefs.
Will you be there?
Oh, yeah. We're playing the Texans at Arrowhead. I will be there.
That's what's up.
Be there or be square. You going to be there?
I don't know. You get me tickets?
I'm broke, baby.
Oh, oh, Lord.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:19 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. It'll be cloudy. Clear 68 right now in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
The third suspect in XXXTentacion's murder has been arrested. U.S. Marshals apparently arrested Robert Allen in Eastman, Georgia. He was indicted on murder charges last week and is currently waiting to be extradited to Broward County, which is the county of the crime.
Whew. Bring justice to X.
The fourth and final suspect, Trayvon Newsom, is currently still at large and authorities are still looking for that individual. Kanye West went to his Twitter account on yesterday and posted, "I'm not taking no advice for the rest of my life."
Okay.
He also said, "I hate talking about things I'm supposed to talk about."
What does this mean? What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Boy, he's a lunatic, dog. I guess, you know, live your life how you want to live it, though. You know, if you don't want to take no advice from nobody, fine. But when you mess up, though, don't blame nobody but yourself.
Hasn't he, for years, not been taking people's advice? I mean,
girl, bye.
I've been feeling like he's been out on a limb by himself for a long time.
Yeah, he definitely been, you know, he's a free thinker, according to his words. So, you know, who knows, man?
Lamar Odom says that he is officially returning to the game of basketball.
Well, it ain't in the NBA, but it is basketball, though.
38 years old. He'll be playing, I think, in China?
Yeah, that's what I read.
I also heard that the Chinese basketball league or whatever there, they offered Dwayne Wade like $24 million
to go play. He better go take it.
because he was only offered five in the NBA.
Yeah, he better go take. You know, Stephon Marbury, he is praised over in China in their league.
Mm.
Like I'm talking about, he has a stat. Like, he's their Jordan.
Wow.
Stephon Marbury, yeah. So imagine what Dwayne Wade could do at the tail end of his career.
But do you think Gabrielle Union is trying to move to China with him right now?
She better go get the bread. I mean,
she got
stuff
bread,
to do.
Though.
Okay, yeah, she got stuff to do, but, you know, you going to turn down $20 million if your man needs to go play basketball? Plus, y'all got airplanes. We can travel. And it's not.
But aren't they already good, though? Like, what's $20 million going to do?
Your window of opportunity of making money is not that big in your life. Make that money. Get that 20. Get the bag.
Yes, it is. You got potential to make money until the day you die.
Come on, fam. No, I'm talking about a $20 million bag for him playing sports. Go get the bag.
They ain't hurting.
Okay. All right.
He got kids and stuff.
I'm not saying they hurting, but don't. Yeah, if it's $20 million for me to get this opportunity to have $20 million right now, I have to go get it. They're handing it to you on a platter. Mo biscuits, sir. They giving it to you like that.
We may need to use this as the hot trending topic today, because to me, there are other factors other than the $20 million. They're already rich.
Man.
His woman already make money. But they've got kids. You only have a certain window of time where your children are going to be a certain age. And so do you reach for that money, or do you think about the good and the betterment of your family?
Making that real money.
Better go get that bag.
That might be a hot trending topic. I think we need to talk about
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So earlier we were talking about Dwayne Wade's dilemma, if you will, but this is a good place to be in, if you ask me. So the Miami Heat has offered him $5.3 million to return to the team. However, an offer from a Chinese basketball team is offering him $25 million to play for them. So the dilemma is, he's already good. Dwayne Wade is already worth $95 million right now. His wife, Gabrielle Union, is worth $20 million. Do you go for the $25 million payday and disrupt the lives of your children and your wife? Or do you continue to play here in the States, where everything will stay as is, for $5.3 million?
You go get the bag. All right? Couple reasons I say this. It's not easy moving somebody to a whole nother city, let alone a whole other country or continent. But along with this $20 million, all right, this could be a multi-year thing, all right? He could build a whole new legacy over in China, and he's going to be the best player on the floor. No question. Anytime he plays basketball in China, he's going to be the best player. So he could possibly build a superstaric legacy over there like he has over here.
He's already 36. So how much more dominant years does he really have on the court? And with his children being school age, is he going to miss something? Because I'm assuming that he's not going to make them come all the way to China with him.
I think they would have to.
But what about their mother? You know, they have a mother that's not Gabrielle Union.
FaceTime. There's Skype. There's all types of stuff to settle that. All right? Stephon Marbury is 41 years old. He went to China, I want to say about 10 years ago, and he's like their Michael Jordan. Dwayne Wade is like 10 times better than Stephon Marbury. Let's be clear here. So I'm telling you, Dwayne Wade has a chance to build a super-duper legacy. He can have world domination and get a bag on top of that. Go get the bag, Dwayne Wade.
I don't know if everything is worth that. If you were faced with a decision to disrupt the lives of your spouse and kids for $25 million or keep things as they are for the $5 million, which would you choose?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Folks still inboxing about White Linen Party. They want to know.
Why you wanna try to come back?
You gonna help Lila James sing?
if she let me.
She's got a beautiful head of hair.
She fine, boy.
My guy.
Trying to come back to me.
Raheem Devon. My guy, Lavelle. A lot of folks still asking about the dress code. 16 years. Where are you white?
What? The dress code?
Yeah.
Fam, this is part of White Linen Party, September 2nd at the Voodoo.
KPRS.com. Get your tickets. So we're talking about Dwayne Wade being offered $5.3 million from the Miami Heat to return. And a Chinese basketball team has offered him $25
million. Damn!
Question is, do you disrupt your family, your wife, and move to China for the bag? Or do you stay here in the States and keep the family happy, keep the wife happy?
It's all about world domination, Shay. You gotta go get the money while it's still available. Who knows what's gonna happen to him next year or something? He could break his ankle. He might not could play basketball anymore.
He already has $95 million.
That's not enough. I need $100 million, all right?
He'll have $100 million when he plays with the Heat. He'll have another five, and that makes $100 million.
That's before taxes, ma'am. All right.
Gabrielle Union is worth $20 million by herself. They're good.
They can be gooder. All right.
That's not a word.
You tell me all the time, don't be good, be great.
Oh, yeah.
This is a part of being great.
Good is the enemy of great.
Yeah. $90 million is the enemy of a possible over $100 million.
No, it is not.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this?
I think he should get the bag, and not just because of the basketball legacy and the bag. Do you know the experience that would be for his family? His kids are school age. Yeah, that's a plus, because the education level that they have in China, the way they train their students, and just the experience of living overseas, yeah, I will go. I'm out of here.
Dang.
Man, I'm telling you, Shay, listen, you only have a certain window of opportunity to capitalize on your basketball skills. And
right.
His time is dwindling down. He got to they offered him $20 million at 36 years old. He got to go get it.
He already right. has $95 million, though.
That
and his wife
enough,
doesn't
fam.
Speak Chinese. And his kids don't speak Chinese.
And it really ain't about the money, though. It's about the experience. You know, I'm thinking about the experience for his family. I love family. You know, I got 7 kids, man. I love family. You know, so I'm just thinking about that most of all, you know, because he's already paid, you know. And then Stephon Marbury, like you say, Dwayne Wade is 10 times better than him. Man, right. Come on. He's going to, wow, the legacy and then the experience, you know. So, yeah, I'm out of here.
What's your name?
Big OJ.
All right, brother. Thank you all so right. much for calling up this morning.
Yep.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
721. Look for highs in the mid-80s today. It'll be cloudy. Right now, you're partly sunny at 68 on 72nd Estate. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
Leo Caesar!
Actress, comedian Maya Rudolph is 46 today. New York Yankee third baseman Alex Rodriguez is 43. He's not playing still, is he?
No.
Singer-rapper Tory Lanez is 26 today.
It's my song right here, boy.
You're going
to have to do more than just say. You're going to have to do less
words.
And model Winnie Harlow is 24.
Happy birthday, all my Leos born on July 27th.
Cardi B has made a tough decision that'll probably set her career back just a little bit.
Oh.
But I think it's the right decision. She's decided to drop out of Bruno Mars' 24K Magic Tour. She made a post on Instagram last night that said, quote, "As of today, I've decided I won't be joining Bruno on tour this fall. I thought that after giving birth to my daughter, that 6 weeks would be enough time for me to recover mentally and physically. I also thought that I'd be able to bring her with me on tour. But I think I underestimated this whole mommy thing."
I got all of them.
Well, that's the right decision. She got to take care of the baby. She got to take care of herself, too. So, it's not on God's time right now.
You don't want everybody breathing all over your baby in all these different cities.
No, you don't.
And moving around like that. I would agree.
What's good?
I wonder if Quavo is the goddaddy.
Oh, the Cardi B's baby?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Well, he has been speaking about his well, how do you say this? Ape bleep?
Huh? Ape bleep? Ape, ape. Ape.
Okay. So, you know, he's actually the one who made ape first.
I didn't know. I did not know that.
Yeah, he said that he made ape and stir fry in the same day. And that Pharrell actually sent him back stir fry, and then they put that on the album, and he totally forgot about what he had done with ape. And so,
did you know, like, you know, Boss on the Carters, that song Boss?
Uh huh.
Ty Dolla Sign made that.
It's really?
Yeah, it's a demo going around with Ty Dolla Sign.
That's what's up. Yeah. See, when you get placed on the Carters album, you doing good.
Oh, you making big bank.
We gotta wrap this up though.
Up. Well, I got one more thing to talk about.
Go ahead.
Wrap it up then.
So Fabulous has decided to reject the plea deal proposed to him in his domestic violence case against his longtime girlfriend, Emily B. Had he accepted the agreement, Fab would have been placed in a program for first-time offenders. And Fab's announced through his lawyer during a hearing that he'll just take his chances at trial.
Be careful, brother.
Take the trial. You remember that song?
No, I don't.
You never heard that song before?
No. Besides when you told me to play it that one time, but other than that, no.
It didn't get played here?
No. Who made it?
I don't remember, but I have to Google it. I'll tell you later.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, in the building with us today is a good friend of yours, Brian.
Yeah, man. My roommate from college 1 year, my dog Cougar Gray.
Good morning.
Now, good morning. Of course, the Special Olympics has been helping young people in our community find their own voice, find their own stride, if you will,
yep,
with games. How long has the Special Olympics been around?
They're actually celebrating their 50th year this year. They just last week had the big 50th anniversary in Chicago, where it all started. And then Kansas actually started the torch run for Special Olympics in Wichita, and this, I believe, was the 30th year for that. So, yeah, I mean, all ages from 2 to 92 participate in Special Olympics, you know, every kind of developmental disability you can think of. So, yeah, it's something that affects everybody.
Yeah. You got the midnight run going on this weekend. Tell us about it.
Yeah, tomorrow night over in Leawood, Camelot Court, which is like 117th and Row, we're going to have the midnight run. So we got a 1 mile fun run, a 5K, and a 10K. They all start together at the same time, 11:59 p.m. We got yours truly, Brian B. Shine, and DJ in the event. So,
are you going to run, Brian, in the 5K or 10K?
Run to the bag. God. No, but this is charity, though. This is charity.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great event. We got a lot of great sponsors on board. I know Microsoft is bringing out some Xbox gaming stations. We've got the folks at Blade and Timber, the axe throwing company, that's going to be out there showing their stuff and giving away some swag. And got a lot of different events. We got about 215 people registered right
now.
Wow. And yeah, 5K, 10K, 1 mile. If you're a competitive runner, there's awards for the top finishers. But everybody who shows up to participate regardless gets a program t-shirt and then also a participation medal that's pretty cool looking.
Can you still register?
You can. So today's the last day to register online. You'll go to ksso.org. /events, or on the main page, just click fundraiser events, and it's the very first one right there. You can also register tomorrow in person. You just walk up. We'll start doing that at 10 p.m. But if you do go online, or you can't make the midnight run this year, if you go to the website, we have a ton of events coming up this fall. I know August 26th, we're going to have Salvador Perez over at our building signing autographs. That's right.
Salvi!
That's right. August 26th at 11 a.m., he'll be at HQ. And then we have a sports auction October 20th. And we have a lot of other cool stuff coming up in the fall. So if you can't make the midnight run, definitely check out that website.
That's wonderful. Special Olympics Midnight Super Run. Brian B. Shining will be in the building. I'm still hoping that you participate in the run.
I might do a half a lap or something. You know? But I can't DJ and run at the same time.
Boy, you could put a long song on.
It takes me forever to get around a track, fam. There's no song that long, okay?
It's for the Special Olympics, Brian.
I will do it for the great people of Special Olympics.
Yes. KSSO.org. Thank you so much, Cougar, for coming up and sharing this with our audience.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Man, we've been having guests all day today, Brian.
Yeah, boy.
Let me roll out this red carpet.
It don't stop.
For comedian Preacher Lotion.
Hey, what up?
What's poppin'?
What up? You don't need no red carpet for me, but I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Got the black carpet for you, brother.
Give me a black carpet. I'll take that. That's what my bathroom carpet looked like. Yeah.
It's dirty?
Nah, it's super dirty. Super dirty. I ain't gonna lie. I should have lied. Because y'all can't see my carpet, but I just had to tell y'all the truth. I like that sound effect, man. That Frankenstein sound effect.
Oh, we got them for you. We got them on deck. Whose phone is that?
It's cool, like win-win-win playing in the background.
Is it really still playing?
Yeah. Cool, that's my software song.
Are we on the radio right now? We still live?
We live.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Are you playing something on your phone?
No, I ain't playing anything on my phone. Oh, wait, I am playing. My bad. Okay. My bad.
You just ratchet and ratchet.
Listen, because I was like, yo, I forgot how fire this song was, so let me put it on my SoundHound so I can download on Spotify. So I was playing it, but I thought that was y'all. I was like, these folks so unprofessional.
They're
still playing the song. I'm on the radio.
I know what that was.
That was me. My bad, though.
So you're coming from America's Got Talent.
Yes, ma'am.
To the Improv Comedy Club this weekend.
Yes.
Talk to us about the experience on America's Got Talent. Were you there
Tyra
when Nick
Banks
Cannon
licked
was
my
it?
Face
oh,
twice.
It was Tyra.
Yes.
She licked your
she
face
licked
for real?
My face yes. twice. I know I shouldn't have started off with that, but I just wanted to tell everybody
that
I'm better than you.
Nah,
so,
you blessed.
Yeah,
nah,
bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I still ain't showered on this side of my face. Yeah, I ain't shit. No, that show was amazing, man. It changed my life. It was great. I lost to a 12-year-old ventriloquist. So that was,
dang.
Yeah, bro. She ain't open her mouth the whole time. She got $1 million, bro. She still got chores, man. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm okay, man. That show definitely changed my life. It was great meeting all them famous people, Simon and, you know, Hal Mandel and Heidi, Mel B. Fine. You know, it was dope.
I wonder if you have a little bit of that OCD that Howie Mandel has, because when you came in, he gave me a fist bump.
Uh-huh.
And nobody's ever given me a fist bump when
I
walked into this studio.
I was
kind of taken aback by that. I was like,
no, because I had just came from the bathroom. And I know for a fact I didn't wash my hands. So that was for you. I was trying to be nice.
For my protection.
No, I'm just playing. No. I'm just playing. I washed my hands and it was wet. So I was like, let me just give you the outside. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know. Usually I give a hug. My hands dry now. You want a hug?
Yeah, let's
okay.
let's hug it out.
All right. I'm going to give you a hug.
Y'all going to hug it out during the break. Warren Preacher Lawson coming up at 8:08.
And I hear she's got that nasty women's disease.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Say, we got to shout out Paseo High School.
They're
doing an alumni barbecue tomorrow at Paseo, and they're trying to get a petition signed to change the school colors back to the original colors of red, black, and gold. So all my people that went to Paseo and graduated, make sure y'all go to Paseo tomorrow from 4 to 8 and change them colors back to where they need to be.
You were there shortly, right?
For a year and a half. The 8th graders was in the high school. Yeah.
He was a sub freshman.
Some of the most talented people in this city went to Paseo. It's a performing arts school.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all do that.
Comedian Preacher Lawson probably would have been a student there.
I would have been a student there.
Born in the town.
I probably would have been bullied there too.
What?
Nah,
I got bullied.
You
got bullied as a kid?
Oh, sure, man. I had no friends. I didn't realize how many friends and family members I had till I actually got off that TV show. I was like, man.
You're like, where you been,
yeah,
boy?
Yeah, I'm waiting on my dad to show up. Like, you know I was just playing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I was just taking a 27-year break, bro. What's up, man? How you doing?
Nah, Paseo would have been the last place you would be bullied at.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, that's cool. That's
dope. How did you get to America's Got Talent?
I went on the audition. It was my second audition. The first time I bombed, but the second time I auditioned was in LA, and I was it was cool. I was like I wasn't the original. It was cool. I went and auditioned for them last year, and yeah, it was a long process. I auditioned for like 17 different people, 17 different producers before I even got in front of Simon and all them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was dope. Definitely changed my life. I was homeless 2 years ago.
So, wow. Yeah. Like literally homeless.
I was on the street. I used to work at LA Fitness, and I used to put all my stuff inside the lockers. And the closet. I used to put all my clothes in the closet, and then I would sleep on the street, and then I would shower inside the gym.
Wow.
And then, but then that was only for a little bit. Then I made some friends, and I was like, hey, y'all.
And then you went and slept over some girl house like all the rest of the dudes do.
But listen, that girl ended up becoming my girlfriend, though. So it wasn't like it was a bunch of girls. It was like, you know, three, four girls.
That's,
you know what I mean?
How it always happens. You know what I'm saying? You turn a relationship into, you know, place to stay.
Look, man, I ain't gonna be homeless. I ain't gonna be homeless. All right. And so, that show was amazing.
That's an inspiring story.
Never quit.
Because there are so many people, right, Brian? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so many people would have given up on themselves and their own dreams when you're faced with, you know, situations like that.
Yeah, I definitely encourage the people to not follow their dreams but lead them. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, okay.
Yeah. So I mean,
preach.
That's my name. Yeah. So I mean, So a lot of people too scared. Like, I mean, the funniest people don't even do stand up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even do stand up because they're too scared. They're like, I'm more conversational funny. Like everybody. Conversational funny, you know what I mean? So it's like they're too scared to get on stage, and it's like you got one life, you know, you might as well live it to the fullest, you know. So
that's right.
Yeah,
we've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood
hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
823, look for highs in the mid-80s today. It'll be cloudy right now. You're probably sunny. It's 69 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Lala Anthony is going to be executive producing and narrating a new BET news documentary
about Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh, no. Oh, okay.
All right. When Carmelo come looking for you.
They separated right now.
They separated?
I thought they were back together.
This is my chance.
I see they was back together.
To do nothing.
I get Kevin Garnett on Carmelo. Honey Nut Cheerios.
So this documentary is going to be focusing on women who have gotten butt injections.
Whoa.
And the effects of these enhancements.
I don't like
that at all. I don't like fake booties. They haven't caught up yet. You know what I mean? You know, like fake boobs, you kind of be like, I don't even know if that's real or not. Like fake booties, I know. You know what I mean?
Like so I now, just Shay is finna ask for your Instagram and see what you like now.
I'm not picky at all. I mean, I'm pretty much like, I'm not picky.
He showed me his girlfriend, so I know what he likes.
That's not my type, though. I don't have a type. That's not my type, but I love my girlfriend. She's super dope. You know
what
I mean?
She's beautiful.
She's very pretty. But I mean, that's not my type. I don't really have a type. I just don't like fake boot. I don't like fake anything, to be honest with you.
Mm. Brian don't mind.
I don't.
Well, do your thing, bro.
For real? She's just talking, man. Don't believe what she say. Need to be real and authentic.
So Kay Michelle is also going to be featured on this, talking about her removal of the butt injections.
Mm.
Do you like the way she looks now?
Man, she bad, boy.
Who are we talking about?
Kay Michelle.
Wait, she got a fake booty?
Yeah, she got the injections taken out. They had to cut them out.
They had to cut it out? She got a scar on her booty now?
Try to hit it!
Wow. I remember they was putting like cement in girls' booty.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, fix the flat.
But
like,
they're putting like fix the flat, and like, why you want cement in your? That don't even feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to grab it and then like feel mush. Make like if I break my fingers.
Rub it down. No.
Yeah. Fix the flat. Cardi B did that too. Cardi B. Yeah. She was getting like some butt injections or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was going back, and then she didn't. For some reason, she didn't. And then the person she was going to killed somebody. Yeah. Cardi B fine though.
She has.
I know she got everything on her fake. I know, but it's like she just so dope. She's just so dope. Bro, you are so fast with these effects. How you know I was talking about Cardi B, bro?
Because we've been talking about Cardi B for like 40 seconds.
Yo, she's just so real, man. Like, she's just so real about it. I like it.
Okay. Yeah, she's her own woman.
Now, that's my kind of style.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.